Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
B-Pod Studios.
And now, I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mav.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B. Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mav.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell up for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'll be the first person to tell you, these last 2 years, I haven't been putting the best film on tape. That's just honest. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, there's other people that's been putting film out there that's getting picked up. And I'm like, whoa.
Okay. Not even picked up. They got the starting job.
You know what I'm saying? Like I'm feeling disrespected. Like, I'm feeling like, bro, because every team at one point had to say, okay, fellas, Cam Newton, what do we think? Pass. You feel me? And that's the disrespect that I feel. So it's not like I feel vindicated to some degree, but I'm searching for, I'm going at next all year.
I'm going at next all year. I couldn't figure that out. Thank you for pointing that out. He's going at next. He's going at your neck. So a motivated, disrespected Cam Newton. That's the best. Again, that's the best part to come out of that interview, or the best part of the whole Cam Newton story. The best chance for success here is that you have a super talented guy who still should be in his prime, who is motivated and feels disrespected. And that is a formula with a coach who hates everybody and is motivated on a daily basis, is sticking up everyone's keister on a weekly basis. And you sort of put Newton and Belichick together, motivated, and here you go. And never mind Belichick's thing with Brady and all that, right? So you add that all up, and like that mixture there is...
It's a petty party.
That's great, right? That's sometimes when the Patriots and these guys have been at their best. So you bring Cam Newton and let him do that thing, and great, 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 great. And that was expressed in his interview with Odell Beckham, the roundtable that we've been playing a lot of cuts from today. But it also, over the hour-long thing, you see that, you know, the other side of it, which is the fit with Cam Newton and the Patriots. Cam Newton treats, you know, carries himself as the man, as the show, as the number one guy. And certainly is not adverse to making headlines or being outspoken or offering opinions on all sorts of different things. And typically Bill Belichick is not into that. That's not how Bill Belichick would draw it up. I think Bill Belichick will adjust and do what's best for the team and let players be themselves to an extent to you know, for the team. But if you ask Bill Belichick to draw it up, and it, you know, if he wants a player to be a certain way, that's not how he wants his players to be. And they have not allowed Cam Newton and the Patriots have not done an introductory press conference. And they could do it so easily. All he has to do is flip on his computer. He doesn't have to fly to New England, doesn't have to stand in front of a podium. You don't have to convene reporters. It's easier than ever now to hold a press conference. And they haven't done it, and they probably won't do it. Why? Because Bill doesn't want Cam Newton creating headlines like he did with this Odell Beckham thing. So there's just one little snippet of why Cam Newton may not be a good fit in New England. It's going to be fascinating to find out, Maz.
To me, that's been the question from the very beginning. How's this going to work? How's it going to work? And when I say that, I don't mean it's impossible that it can't work. I mean, how is it going to work? Literally, how are these things going to mesh? Because off the field and on the field, Cam Newton is entirely different than what Tom Brady was. 100, you couldn't find a guy who's a greater contrast to Brady on the field and off than Cam Newton. His game, the X's and O's are the biggest part of the whole thing. How is a Newton offense going to function relative to a Brady offense after what we've seen for 20 years? Like, how Bill makes this whole thing work to me is fascinating.
Okay, so we take your thoughts. Ibby and Woonsocket. Go ahead, Ibby.
Hey, what's up, guys? Just adding on to the pity party or the revenge tour for Belichick, something that I haven't heard brought up was at least a couple years ago, Cam Newton was working out on the field, and he picks up a deflated ball, and he says, "What's this, a Brady ball?" Maybe just a little bit of a more punch at Brady from Belichick. Adding him, not only is he shooting that shot or whatever, but he's also a person who's not afraid to take over for him.
Well, so that's a great point, Ibby. I like that second point, where this is something, you know, Cam Newton calls it, we played it before, we'll play it again, you know, the elephant in the room is who he's following. And that's going to be a tough deal for whoever does it. That's going to be a tough, you know, to the point where I said, I wouldn't even be surprised if they start Hoyer over Stidham because they don't want Stidham to be taking over for Brady. They want Stidham to take over for Hoyer. It's like a whole different perception there because that's going to be a tricky deal. Cam Newton should be able to handle it.
Oh, he can hack it.
Totally.
Right? If he is used to the spotlight, he invites the spotlight, he wants a spotlight, he's had it on him for 15, 20 years. And
his whole life.
His whole life. So that, like, that's the best, that's another thing in his favor. He can handle the pressure.
He certainly hasn't won like Brady, but I mean, how many have? But he's as big of a star as him.
He can handle it. He can take the heat. He's taken it his whole life.
Oh, again, the guy is, you know, is a freak in a lot of ways, right? Again, we're talking about a 6'6", 260-pound guy, or whatever he is, playing quarterback, who has been a force at every level he's ever played, and he was a number one pick in the draft. He can hack it. I'm not worried about that part of it, but a lot of guys, in fact, this is the first I've mentioned it. So, and that in and of itself should be noteworthy, that the idea that he can't handle, you know, can't play in the shadow of Tom Brady. No way. This guy can handle it. I'm not worried about that.
Right, and I'm talking off the field more. I mean, he's used to the scrutiny. He's used to the criticism. He can handle it. Like that, the off-the-field piece, I think, as much as anything, mentally. Steven in Boston. Go ahead, Steven.
Hey, guys. You know, Cam Newton was not signed because he's big-time damaged goods, and that's the reason that he was not signed. So these other calls really drive me nuts. But the reason that Newton needs to play his game is because he's an established quarterback. He can't throw the 20-yard out like Brady could on a dime. But the question that I have is that will this defense hold up so that he doesn't have to score 34 points a game?
Is the defense better or worse than last year?
Worse.
I'm a little worse. I mean, I think that they're... We don't really know at linebacker. They're certainly worse at linebacker. I mean, maybe they hit on some of these guys that they drafted. And up front, I think they're a little thin, too.
Okay.
I mean, the personnel is worse. Now, again, does that mean they'll be worse by the end of the year? I don't know. Week 17 last year against Miami, they didn't look all that great. So I would tell you that. And I would tell you, even in the Tennessee game, they had trouble getting off the field when they needed to. So I don't remember what Tennessee was in that game on third down. But my recollection is that the Patriots had trouble stopping the run and they couldn't get off the field. So now look. By the end of the year, could they be playing better? Sure. Yeah, but I think the personnel is clearly worse.
Okay. I also just disagree with his first point that Newton and Maz has said this too a couple times. It's just 100% health that he was on the street for so long. I don't believe that. I think not just New England. I think other teams are looking at fit. And whether it's a starter or a backup, you know, whether it's Nick Foles or Teddy Bridgewater or you name it, or Marcus Mariota or any guy who moved to a different team, it's got to be, you know, if the guy isn't the starter, is he happy being the backup or is he okay competing? Or can our locker room or our team handle such a big personality who thinks he's the guy and carries himself like the guy? Does that fit into our locker room and what we want to do? And Kenton's not a fit everywhere, you know, when it comes to that. So I think that worked against him. He's got it's a large wake behind Cam Newton. And maybe some teams just don't want to deal with it.
Mike, I also think it has something to do with his game. And again,
there's that too. Good point.
Well, and when I say that, I mean that Teddy Bridgewater is a, you know, controlled passing game kind of quarterback. And if you remember
last
year...
More of a system guy.
Yes, exactly. That's a better way to put it, as a system guy. And if you remember last year, when Kyle Allen first got in, there were people saying, myself included, that the Carolina offense was better with Kyle Allen at quarterback than it was with Cam Newton, because you had to defend them in multiple areas, and it wasn't just about Newton taking off and running anymore. And so I think there is some element of that involved in it. But again, this brings me back to, if you're Bill Belichick and you bring in Cam Newton and you're not going to let him run, you're a dope.
Brian in the car. Hi, Brian.
Hi, yes. You guys kind of answered the question that I was going to have. I think the toughest job Cam Newton's ever had before coming to New England was probably actually at Auburn as opposed to Charlotte, because Auburn in that part of the country, all of that is just college football town. That's all they care about. The difference between playing in Boston and Charlotte is if you throw three interceptions on Sunday with the Panthers, nobody cares because Clemson beat Wake Forest on Saturday. So coming from Charlotte to Boston, I just think the only time in his career as an athlete that he's faced anything close to what he'll face on a regular basis in Boston was at the Super Bowl after the Denver game, and he completely wilted when forced to take tough questions after a bad performance. So I just questioned how anyone could say that. Yeah, he's shown he has the makeup to handle that type of criticism.
Well, I mean, it's a fair point. He turtled after the Super Bowl. Not only did he turtle in the Super Bowl, he turtled after it was time to face the music. I mean, that's a fair point. But the fact that he had to deal with that scrutiny at Auburn and the SEC, and that he, and I'm sorry, Charlotte may not be Boston in terms of the teeth of the media, but he was he's been a national figure.
Yeah, so, ESPN and all the national media was down there all the time.
Exactly. So if he wasn't dealing with the Charlotte commentary, he was dealing with the national commentary, because he's a national figure. He's a national athlete. He's a national brand. So he's had to deal with that. But, you know, with the day he got to Auburn, with all the recruiting scandal stuff there, and then at Auburn, and then the Heisman, and the national championship, and then the national scrutiny, 10 years in Charlotte. Like, that piece to it, I think, is a fit, meaning he can handle all that stuff, or he should be. By this time, he should be able to handle it.
Now, look, I'm not telling you he looked great in that post game after the Super Bowl. I still have a far bigger problem with him not jumping on that fumble. I could, at the end of the day, I really couldn't give a rat's ass if he was petulant after the Super Bowl, a Super Bowl that he lost.
Why?
In a season in which he was 14-0.
Well, hold on, Maz. You care when Bill Belichick acts that way?
People here don't.
But you do.
Okay, but at the end of the day, is it going to inspire me to get rid of Belichick? No, because if he wins, I'll tolerate it. And so I don't like it when Belichick does it. But all I said was I have a bigger problem at him not jumping on that fumble.
Sure,
that worries me a hell of a lot more than him not, you know, being nice to the media after losing the Super Bowl. Belichick did that and spit in the eye of people.
No, it's just, you know, not being able to face the music is what he did. But I think in general, Newton has faced the music. That was just a bad night. And it was on the biggest stage and it's the biggest spotlight. But, you know, I think Bill being a baby after losses and not being able to own it, I think, you know, as I criticize him, I would criticize Newton for the same thing.
Yeah, but the only difference is, Mike, Bill's won a lot. Bill's won a lot. And I understand this is going back a ways now, okay? But even then, he had three Super Bowls already, at least as a head coach. He had a couple of others with the Giants. Bill had won a lot. This guy had never won. If we're going to justify anybody being petulant after losing the biggest game of his life, I'd say Cam Newton had more of a right than Bill Belichick did.
Here's Izzy in Worcester. Go ahead, Izzy. Izzy?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Regarding the Cam Newton situation, I think if it worked with Ron Rivera in Carolina, it'll work here. But he's going to have to compete because the Patriots signed somebody on May 5th from Louisiana Tech quarterback Jamar Smith, 23 years old.
Is he?
Yeah.
Don't tell me he's going to lose out to the undrafted guy. Will you please stop with this now? Okay, we're not going to do that. And Ron Rivera is a hard ass. So I think there's something there to... If Cam Newton can work with Ron Rivera, can he work with Bill Belichick? I think that's fair to bring up. What, Murray?
I mean, Jamar Smith. Is he going to lose the job to Brian Lewerke?
Who are these guys?
Hey, guys, that Lewerke guy? Oh, my God, he blows. I don't think I've ever seen a guy look worse on tape than him.
Okay, we'll give you a Celtics minute coming up. And the intel that we have on Kyrie Irving's knee.
It's Kemba Walker's.
What'd I say? Kyrie. Sorry. Kemba Walker's knee.
Same knee.
Okay, well, you know what? In a related story, Kemba Walker's knee. The latest on that right after these words.
Boston's home for sports. Filger and Mads. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Mads.
That guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
When did you guys decide to be as cautious as you have been with him, and what have been the factors that has limited his participation so far?
Yeah, he had a little bit of discomfort after a couple of the individual workouts. I don't know if that was after he talked to you or before he talked to you. He certainly, I think, feels better than he did even in March. But with just even the small discomfort, we said, let's take the 4 days and ramp it up appropriately. The number one thing is strength, and strength around the knee. And so hard to do that with the 4 days we just had. I didn't think we had a great practice today, in large part because, you know, we went really hard yesterday and we went at least semi-hard today. And so I thought that it was, you know, it makes a lot of sense to then start to ramp him up, you know, as we start up again on Wednesday. But, you know, like I said earlier, that may mean he's a little bit behind when we start scrimmage play. And when we start seeding games play from his normal minutes. But, you know, his health is the most important thing. And, you know, it's not just for this particular period. It's for the long run. And strength around the knee is important.
All right, a little breather from the Cam Newton stuff. Kemba Walker. The Celtics ramp up the practices the last 2 days, and Walker has to sit them out because he can't get through the first few lighter sessions without feeling some soreness. So how concerned should we be about Kemba Walker's knee, Stu?
I've been concerned about it for a while. I think it's an injury. I believe that it's an injury that is a player who has been in the league playing every game for 9 years. And the last 4 months, he couldn't get into a professional training facility to get the proper rehab for it. So they're going to ramp it up and see how it looks. But it's something that I think Kemba Walker and the Celtics are going to be managing for the length of his contract.
So this is not just a this year thing. This is a rest of his career thing.
It doesn't feel like it.
Degenerative knee issue. Degenerative knee issue that has to be managed, you said. It's because he's played almost every game in his 9-year career and it's finally caught up to him.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
No. Not great, Mike. Not
nope.
Great.
That's not good at all.
And this is the one thing that I really liked about this guy. While he wasn't as flashy as Kyrie, he certainly never missed as many games as him. And then he gets here, and now this knee is an issue. And it doesn't seem like that's going to be going away. Or it's all a matter of time before he goes under the knife.
So you know, I mean, I understand you can't get into the rehab facilities or the team facilities or get in with the team trainers like you did pre-pandemic. But it's still 4 months of rest.
Right.
Where, oh my God, you can't flip on a video? on the YouTube and follow along with some knee stretching like we've all been doing at home? Like, for crying out loud, you had to do absolutely nothing. And certainly, and it's another guy, certainly hasn't gotten in the way of his golf game. But
he was out there again today with Tatum.
Oh, my God, with the golf. So it hasn't stopped him there, but he couldn't do the rehab. They couldn't send him a clip of how to stretch the knee or some machine to put himself in to, you know, again, work the knee or something. Like, I don't know. I don't fully buy that. I mean, I understand. I respect your sourcing, Jimmy, and what you're being told, but I just, good Lord, 4 months?
Well, it just leads me to believe it's been more of a problem than anything else, and he can't do anything with it. So maybe they've asked him to, or here's some stretches, and it just hurts too much, and he can't do it.
Well, see, so that's what I wonder again. It can't be both. Like, so it's either he got the rest, and he didn't work it out, and now it's not responding. And, you know, so he didn't put in the effort, or he did the rehab, and it's not bouncing back. You follow me?
Yep.
In other words, if he's been off for 4 months, then he got plenty of rest, and the thing's not responding now. So, you want my honest opinion? I thought Kemba Walker was overrated from the time he got here, and the more I look at him, I think he's going to be a bench player in 2 years.
Oh, my God.
That's what I think.
Who's your starting point guard?
Who knows? Like,
he's going to back up Marcus Smart.
I don't know. I mean, a lot can change between now and then.
What does he make a year, Jimmy? $40 million a year?
It's 31, 35.
He's going to be coming off the bench at $35 million a year?
I'm telling you, I think this guy's Isaiah Thomas 2.0. I have felt that all along. He's little. The body's going to break down.
You don't like anybody in the NBA.
But
that's not true. I like a few people.
Like, Kemba Walker's really been a burr in his saddle. He always
has. It has been, yep. Yeah.
Like, you know, and we have our takes. We're going to die in it.
Because he's a Kyrie guy.
Yeah.
No, he's just not that good.
Oh, he's good.
He's pretty good.
He's okay.
He's a good, tough little player. He's way more than okay, Maz.
No, you Stop like it. The tough part, and I'm not talking about the character. I'm talking about the skill level, the talent. Ultimately, can he get 20 points? Sure. Great. Is he an exceptional shooter? No. Is he exceptional at going to the basket? No. Is he an exceptional facilitator or defensive player? No. He's pretty good.
Oh, you're
That's what he is.
Him.
He's pretty good.
No, he's...
In fact, I'll tell you what. I'll take Isaiah Thomas at his peak over this guy.
Yes, I do.
As a get-hot scorer, maybe. Walker's better at everything else. His handle's
better. I'll
take
Isaiah Thomas at his peak over this guy.
I wouldn't. No way. This guy's not great defensively, but he's better defensively. His handle's better. He facilitates better. He does everything else better other than maybe just the microwave volume scoring that Isaiah had going on. He's
Take a good
player.
Look at this guy's numbers.
And he's a better team guy.
He's pretty much I don't know about that. Isaiah was fine when he was here. There was no issue here with Isaiah.
He had a little inflated sense of self-worth, that guy.
Yeah, so what?
Isaiah's golf game wasn't as good as Kemba's either.
Seriously, he's in that league, you're going to get an inflated sense of self. I'll take the better player. I think Isaiah at his peak is better than this guy.
Isaiah thought he was the real Isaiah. Like, that was an issue. You know, I'm going to back up the Brinks truck. Like, come on. Like, Isaiah got way too ahead of himself.
Okay, but if you're talking about this guy being a better teammate, well, that's what you're paying him $35 million for?
Yes.
To be a good teammate?
To be an elite point guard and how he fits into the mix. Did he make
he's
the All-Star?
Not elite.
Did he not make the All-Star game? I mean, again, this is part of the reason they're in this mess is that he made the All-Star game in the first place and insisted on going and playing, but he's an All-Star, Maz. He's an All-Star.
He's not elite.
He's elite.
He's not elite.
He's elite.
He's not elite.
Oh,
he's not
God.
Elite.
Maz.
He's not elite.
Would you rather have Kemba Walker or James Harden?
Oh. Well, you had to pick the one player in the league that I hate like poison.
You hate them all like poison.
Nah, most of them, but not all of them. So Harden, I would tell you, Harden's got more talent than this guy.
Who would you rather have on your team?
Depends where my team looks like. This guy's not that good.
You don't want to answer it. He is good.
This guy's not that good.
He is good.
He's not as good as you think he is.
Okay, so.
Carmelo Anthony or James Harden, Maz? Pick one.
I'll take Harden in that one.
So this is a story for another day. His overall place in the league and whatnot. But in terms of their championship aspirations, of which they do have them. And I think the format of this tournament has opened that up to them. In fact, our good buddy, Colin Coward, put him in his championship buddy. Colin Coward only has three teams that he thinks has a realistic chance to win a championship, and you're one of them. Do you want to hear that? Do you want to hear that from our buddy, Colin? We took the time to break it out. Here's Colin Coward's NBA bubble, the teams in it. Go ahead.
Milwaukee, inside the bubble. Pretty easy. Dominate average and are very good against good. 34-5 against the East. This team is, and I think this is going to be true for all the really good teams. They're going to get through this thing. There's going to be no, like, off nights. Milwaukee's going to sweep, potentially, the first two rounds. They dominate average teams, and they are good against good teams. Boston Celtics, they're my dark horse to win it. They're inside the bubble. And one of the reasons I like them, especially now, if they lost a guy to an injury or COVID, they're in pretty good shape. They're the only team to have three players average 20-plus points. Averaging 20-plus points in the NBA is a real thing. That's like an all-star. Kemba, Tatum, and Brown. And Gordon Hayward drops 24. You wouldn't be shocked. They were also 5-2 against the best teams in the Eastern Conference. So I think they're a dark horse team to win it. L.A. Clippers, totally inside the bubble. They were 11-1 when healthy, and they really controlled the Lakers in two of the three games they played. They're incredibly well rested. Paul George said it's the best shape of his life and the most rested. And they're also uniquely built to stop LeBron with Beverly and Morris and Paul George and Kawhi on the wing. There's my eight teams. Denver, Houston, Philly, Lakers, Raptors, just outside the bubble. Clippers, Celtics, Bucks, very much in the bubble.
In the bubble, Maz. Are the Celtics in the bubble?
Yeah, but they're not in the top three.
Well, don't give me the yeah, but. Are the Celtics in the Maz championship bubble?
They're so not in the painful. Top three. My answer is ultimately no. I think the gap between...
So you have the Lakers ahead of them?
What?
You have the Lakers ahead of them.
I do. Yeah, I have the Lakers ahead of him. Yep. Lakers, Clippers, Bucks.
He didn't even have the Lakers in his bubble.
Lakers outside the bubble.
What's that about?
Do you want to hear why?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Colin. Why are the Lakers outside the bubble?
Los Angeles Lakers. This morning, I think they're outside the bubble. I think Avery Bradley and Rondo are two situational players. They're out. I almost wonder if you try to talk Avery Bradley back into the bubble, if the NBA will have an exception on that. I think this team was old to begin with, and they're very, very LeBron and Anthony Davis reliant. But now the West is known for great point guards and great smaller wings, and you can't lose Avery Bradley and Rondo. And I don't think Rondo's a great player. I think they were phasing him out. But now you become very dependent on Kyle Kuzma. I don't know what Kyle Kuzma's never had a playoff game. I don't know what I'm getting with Kyle Kuzma. Out of the bubble.
Out of the bubble, Miss.
He's crazy. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think he's out of his mind. Again, look, the say what you want about the Lakers, and they've taken some hits. I'm not saying that they haven't, losing the people that they've lost. Although I think Rondo is a little bit less so than Bradley's definitely less so than Coward thinks. But that aside, they still have LeBron and Anthony Davis. Let's not be ridiculous. In a seven-game series, I like the Lakers over the Celtics.
Right, they still have... Yeah, they still have two of the top five players in the NBA. So, okay, yeah, they're missing some role players, but that'd be like, well, I don't have the Celtics in the bubble because Tice isn't involved. Like,
Tice is important.
This is the classic thing, though, where a guy like Coward says, well, you know, you need 7, 8, 9 guys to... No, you don't. No, you don't. Not in the playoffs and not after a 4-month layoff and everything else. If you have LeBron and Anthony Davis, you're going to be in the middle of it. And the Lakers are going to be right there. The Celtics are fourth at best, which is okay. I just think there's a gap between.
Is that in
three.
The bubble? Is that in the bubble?
Not really. No.
Okay, so finally we got an answer. Celtics not in the Mavs bubble.
They're in the Orlando bubble, not in the Mavs bubble. to go back to the third person thing, Mavs does not believe that the Celtics are in the bubble.
I think they are in the bubble, but they need Kemba Walker. They need Kemba Walker, and I don't love the whiff coming off the team. I really don't love the whiff coming off the Lakers. Like, you know, Rondo, that a-hole in the Motel 6. Like, he didn't want to be there in the first place, and he breaks his thumb the first day. Avery Bradley, the right reasons. I'm not saying the reasons are wrong there, but he's already bagged out. Dwight Howard doesn't want to be there. First, he doesn't want to be there. He decides to show up. They do this thing in the bubble there in Orlando on the first Sunday night or whatever that the players were out of quarantine. Each hotel had an individual DJ go to the hotel pool to do a little, a little little welcome party. No one showed up to any party except Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard was standing there alone at the pool with the DJ guy at his Hotel Floridian or whatever the hell. He was the one guy that showed up. I don't know. There's just something off about that Lakers operation, but I'd say the same thing about you with And again, right reasons, wrong reasons, it's different here. I mean, Gordon Hayward, for the right reason, has to leave the bubble for the birth of his kid. But be that as it may, he's got to leave and come back and quarantine and all that. Oh, by the way, his foot doesn't feel right. And Kemba Walker's, even though he's had 4 months to rehab his knee, can't get through two practices without going back on the shelf. Jason Tatum is far more interested, it seems like to me, in his drive and how, you know, how he hits the driver than how he hits a three-pointer. All the golf being played. I don't know. There's a little whiff coming off the Celtics that I don't exactly love either. But in terms of, you know, the team and the roster, they should have a chance. They should be in the bubble, Maz. Kemba Walker being healthy to me is key. All right, so there's that. There's a little Cam Newton interlude. We'll get back to your calls on this right after Big Jim Murray's update. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
It's not complaining.
Oh, you're a mean boss. Aw.
It's just Felger.
No, 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 no. It's always no.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, phones as promised. Here is Rich and Lynn on Kemba Walker. Hi, Rich.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
So the other day I hear on the radio, Kemba Walker misses practice. This guy has 4 months. 4 months with all the money in the world to rehab himself and do everything. Now, I don't understand it. This guy could have been getting treatment on the side. You know for a fact these celebrity athletes can get people come to the house and take care of them no matter what's going on. COVID-19 or anything.
Agreed.
I find it unacceptable.
Agreed.
I find it it's an embarrassment that he's missing practice.
Well, so let me tell you, embarrassment, unacceptable, I won't go that far, but I just say dubious, questionable.
At the very least, as a fan, it's aggravating.
I mean, 4 months to figure it out, I understand there's going to be some limitations, but 4 months? 4 months? You couldn't get set up with the right rehab to be ready to come back and practice? And so maybe they're just being overly cautious and he'll be fine in the long run, which great, then fine. But, I mean, just in the short term, to hear you have 4 months off and still not be ready to go, like that doesn't feel great. Never mind the fact that it was bothering him and he was advised not to go or play in the All-Star game and he went and played and exceeded his minute limit. Like that's, you know, that's a basis for frustration as well.
I mean, to me, the word is worrisome. That's the word I would use, worrisome. Think of it this way. If the whole offseason had passed and they were showing up for camp and he couldn't play, how would you feel?
Exactly. Exactly the same way. And this, you know, what's crazy is these layoffs have been as long as an offseason.
Yes.
Longer in some cases. It's like, it's crazy when you think about the length of time here. So you're right, Matt. That's such a good point. If that was a full regular offseason and they came back and it was training camp and he had to bag out of the third day of training camp because he still wasn't ready, you sit there and say, what the hell have you been doing?
Yeah, you say this guy's not going to make it, is what you say.
Or
he's
that.
Not going to make it through the year.
Okay, one more quick story that we've alluded to that I just want to follow up on, and that is And this might be fairly significant, you know, in an off-field sort of way. And that is, for the first time that I know of, and if there's another case of it, let me know. But I think for the first time ever, I believe, Bill Belichick is going to do a commercial. Or he's doing endorsements. The internet has been aflame today with pictures of Bill Belichick in Connecticut stuffing his face with Subway sandwiches.
Yes.
Because he is what, Murray?
Eating fresh. I mean, this blows my mind. Like, I can't think of one time where he's ever done anything like this. I mean, they've panned to B-roll of him in NFL films commercials and promoting the seasons, but never for any kind of product, especially a sandwich.
I don't believe he's ever done an endorsement.
That's the money photo right there, though.
So there's again,
it is. That's a great one.
If you're watching NBC Sports Ball, he's double fisting a 5-footer.
Dressed like
a foot long or whatever you call it.
Dressed like Forrest Gump on a bench, just pounding.
I thought the same thing, Murray. I had the same image in my head. He's sitting there like Forrest Gump, you know, with his sneakers on, just chugging a sub, man. Seriously, he looks like, I'll tell you what, he looks thin, relatively. I don't know, maybe it's a camera angle. Or maybe he's on the same diet that Jared guy was on, where he's just eating the Subway sandwiches and losing weight. Oh, my gosh, but he is scarfing that puppy. Look at that.
At Subway, their sandwich artists always do their job. That's why I know I can always count on fresh ingredients and great taste every time I order a sweet onion teriyaki footlong on 9-grain honey oat. And when I'm done, we're on to a peanut butter cookie. Subway, eat fresh.
Can you imagine what a peach Belichick must be in these shoots? You know, you get some annoying director in your face like, all right, Bill, that was good, but we need a little more inflection.
Yeah.
And therefore, you know.
Can you give that to us with a little more energy?
Oh, God, after watching him eat that sub, that guy in the background there with the mask, who's what? Dude, watch your fingers. Seriously, Bill's going to chomp him right off. He looks like he hasn't eaten in a month.
Hi, I'm Patriots head coach Bill Belichick, and as you know, I grew up around the Naval Academy, and that's where I first developed my love of subs. Takes a bite of a foot long.
So, like, of all the things, I don't think he's done any endorsements. I think this might be, I think he's left a lot of money on the, he had to have. He has to have left a ton of money on the table over the years because he won't shoot commercials or do endorsements.
So, again, why now?
Why now?
And why Subway?
Why now and why Subway? Like, again, right, to make the entree, like, you know, Brady now will, you know, sell himself to Hulu does live sports. I mean, he'll, you know, Brady will do anything now. But when he first started, he was pretty selective, right? Like,
right.
You know, yeah. A cologne, a car, and that was it. Or Ugg boots, you know, like he was sort of selective and only attached himself to certain brands. You would think Bill Belichick would come out of the gates with something a little more, I don't know.
Highbrow, maybe?
A little more substantial. He should be doing subs?
Yeah, he should be doing like Cadillac or you know, Lincoln Continental, right? Like,
yes.
Bill steps out of his Cadillac,
right,
and shows you his 8 rings or however many stupid rings he has. You know, and not that they're stupid, but you get the idea.
I get it, yeah.
Like, Bill should be that, right? And with Linda on his arm, the whole 9 yards. See, you can be a drip like Bill Belichick and still own a Cadillac.
For over 20 years, I've been putting the meat inside the rest of the AFC East. Now Subway puts the meat inside of me with this 12-inch cold-cut combo with all the toppings.
I'd even give you Nantucket Nectars, like if you wanted to do Nantucket Nectars,
yeah,
right?
Thank
okay,
you.
That makes sense.
Right?
Okay, fine. Like, yep, totally. I get it. There's a total connection. Subway? Bill?
That's all
I get. Come on, please. He looks like he's been going drive-through. That's our kid. Whose kid knew?
So anyway, that happened today. We'll get back to the Cam Newton conversation and his fascinating roundtable interview overnight with Odell Beckham and that and all the fallout from it. We'll get right back to it in a long commercial-free segment next.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go. Sports Hub app.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150
$100 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati, making your afternoon commute better.
Throw some, Felger. How about a meal cup, but you are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay him.
A 98.5 to Sports Hub.
Man, I got a call, and my agent hit me. I was, you know, no cap. I was working out. And he was like, hey, man, you know, we just got an interest from a team. I'm like, okay, cool. Who? And he was like, New England. I said, hold on. Like, how is me and Belichick going to mesh? You know what I'm saying?
Because that was the first thing I thought.
Because it's like perception. But it also, it's like this, too. It's like, okay, like, can we not? We have to talk about the elephant in the room. And it's like, you know you who you coming after. And I'm like, yeah, great.
Yeah.
What he was, what he is great. Needs no even talking about it. But one thing about it, though, you Coach McDaniels, are you able to call some stuff that you ain't never been able to call now? All right, you know, and I told, hey, you getting a dog? You getting one of these ticked off dogs too? That's like, bro. And I'm looking at the schedule. I'm like, who we play? That team passed on me. Okay, that team passed on me. They could have game and got me. They hollered at me. I even asked my agents, like, hey, yo, so what's up with? Nah, man. The agent act like he was like, well, we gotta wait till it was just all type of. You know, issues. So I'm like, bro, you know what? I'm gonna take this time with the COVID. I said, I'm gonna commit to myself.
So again, resetting our thoughts on the Cam Newton interview with Odell Beckham and Vic Cruz and Todd Gurley on Odell Beckham's YouTube channel overnight. I think there's, you know, good news, bad news. The good news is that a piece of what you just heard right there is Cam Newton taking names of the teams across the league that passed on him. And he is a highly motivated and disrespected elite athlete. And that's often a great combination on a one-year prove-it deal. So if the Pats can tap into that, take advantage of that, you know, we're in business. And so that's, you know, that has been reflected many times in Cam Newton's off-season postings. And it was reflected again in that interview overnight. And so like that's the good part of it. I think everything else is sort of, you know, questionable in terms of his fit here. Like, I mean, just ask you, Maz, when Cam Newton says the first thing I thought of was how are me and Belichick going to mesh? How do you think Bill Belichick, how do you think the Subway man feels about that?
Bill Belichick doesn't mesh with anybody. Like that line cracked me up. How are me and Belichick going to mesh? I'll tell you how. You follow the rules. That's how. It's Bill's way or the highway. So, like, that to me sort of cracked me up that you have Newton asking that question, how are me and Belichick going to mesh? Like, somehow it's Bill's responsibility.
Exactly. So let me just stop you. So, again, this is why we talk about fit. Can Bill Belichick make it work? Well, of course, if he adjusts and lets Cam be Cam. But if Bill Belichick were drawing it up, ideally, he's not signing a player, never mind a quarterback, who there has to be any meshing. No, the guy comes in and does his job and does what he's told and runs the offense and goes home and does the right thing and then shows up the next day and does it all over again.
Yeah, it's Bill's way or the highway.
There's no meshing.
But I think you're also looking at a Bill Belichick who is motivated by spite. Cam Newton, clearly motivated by spite and disrespect, and I completely understand that, and rightfully so. Bill also, there's people like me that be like, okay, go out there and prove it without Tom Brady. And that's not just me. There's a lot of people, national reporters, people that cover the league. I think it's been more about Brady than Belichick. So Bill, I think, signs a guy that will give him the best opportunity to also show he can do it without Tom Brady, actually win. If he's healthy, they could probably even win a championship.
So you're saying Bill's going to leave his standards at the door, or he's going to let Newton be Newton because he needs him, because he needs to shove it up Brady's backside?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, the other thing is like, and look, I think Bill is going to bend some here. I do. Mesh is too strong, okay? But I think Bill is, you don't bring in a guy like Cam Newton without knowing, what sacrifices you have to make in terms of letting Cam be Cam.
Okay, but listen,
that's how you want to say it.
You understand that at the end here, Bill Belichick wasn't meshing with guys like Tom Brady or Rob Gronkowski either. Bill Belichick did not bend enough for those guys to be happy. Right? They were unhappy here, and it was beyond their contracts. They were sick of the culture and the atmosphere, and so Belichick wouldn't bend for them. So he's going to bend or mesh for Cam Newton, and the fact that even Cam Newton saying it publicly, like, how do you think Bill feels about that?
Okay, so look, that part, the fact that he's saying publicly, Bill hates. Okay, Bill hates that part of it. But again, I think Bill's smart enough to operate on the inside different than he operates on the outside. And the other thing is, Gronk and Brady grew up here. So as time went on, when they first came in, they didn't have a choice. Gronk was trying to establish himself as an NFL player and prove that he didn't have an injury history. And Brady, as we all know, was a sixth-round pick. So they bought in, they did what they were supposed to do, and then they drifted. They drifted off. Newton has been the guy he is from the day he set foot in the league. And again, I'm not criticizing him for it. Bill knew what he was getting into here when he brought Newton in. So now I do wonder, to Murray's point, I wonder if part of Bill is saying, I hear the people saying that Cam Newton's a pain in the ass. I hear them saying that. What do they think Tom Brady was last year? And in some way, I wonder if this isn't Bill's way of saying, I would rather coach Cam Newton right now than Tom Brady. Like, and again, I'm dramatizing it, but you get the idea that everyone says I can't coach this guy because he's a pain in the ass. What do you think Brady was?
Yeah, I'd rather go with the flamboyant a-hole than the bitchy a-hole.
All right.
I also wonder, I can't help but think that Bill maybe looks at him and sees how, watching that thing last night, would you say that Cam Newton commands a room? I mean,
yes, he's the man.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to say to Odell Beckham Jr., like, he's not going to do you, dude. Like, calm down a little bit. So I think, he looks at him and looks at all the social media outpouring of support after that signing was announced by all the guys on this team, Gilmore, James White, the McCourties. I think he maybe looks at him as, like, good for the room, too.
Well,
so, he's a presence.
Yes and no. Okay, so yes and no. I mean, Newton's the show. There's no question about it. I don't think Bill's interested in any singular player being the show. Like, the whole idea of the team is no one's bigger than the team, and we're all just shareholders, and we don't buy into the noise, and we don't buy into the hype, and we don't make ourselves the story, and that's just the antithesis of what Cam Newton is. So, again, can Bill make it work? Yeah, sure, if he adjusts what his standards are, but that's what it's going to take. And I'm not sure Bill's totally willing to do it. I'm not totally convinced of that, by the way, because he wasn't willing to do it for Tom Brady.
Mike, he's no idiot. I mean, look, again, for all the things we'd say and talk about Bill over the years, none of us would ever say he's dumb. And so he knows who Cam Newton is and the kinds of things that Cam Newton brings. And the other thing is, I think that your quarterback has to lead. There's got to be a leadership, a presence there. And I think Bill knows that Cam has it, that the other guys will look up to him, and that a certain amount of him has to put some trust and faith in Cam Newton, too.
How about when he says, well, Coach McDaniels, now you got to call stuff you've never been able to call before.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
Well, how do you think Bill feels about that? I'll say it again. The Patriots have not done an introductory press conference with Cam Newton. Why? Because they don't want him saying the crap he said in this Odell Beckham thing and then having everyone dissect it. They don't want that to be the narrative. That's not what Bill wants.
Yeah, but they don't do one with anybody.
Exactly. So this is why I'm telling you Cam Newton is not a fit. Now, they may fit him in. It may work for a year because, an arranged marriage for 1 year and they're motivated and all of that. But This is not. Zolak heard this today. Did you hear Zo today? He heard this and said, "I'm more convinced than ever that Stidham's a guy coming out of camp this year." When he heard Cam Newton, you know, and the way he's and the whole carrying on the Cam Newton show of this offseason, every other day with the posting and every other day with controlling the narrative and controlling the storyline. How do you think the Patriots really feel about that? How do you think the Patriots really feel about that and Belichick really feels about it? Would you be surprised one bit if all of a sudden the faucet turned off on Cam Newton and the social media postings and all this stuff? Would that surprise you? At some point, Bill says, as soon as he gets the foot long out of his mouth, says, you know what, Cam, enough, buddy. You know, you've had a run here. We've now promoted this thing properly. We're going to now get off my face. Would that surprise you one bit?
Maybe he's letting him get it out of his system so that when it's time to show up at camp and start playing football, he gets the fully focused Cam Newton and the guy who's playing football. Maybe that's what maybe that's what he wants. And so he's going to let him run wild here for a little bit, get it out of his system. You know, you call it a one night. You call it an arranged marriage, by the way. I call it a one night stand.
Yeah.
That's what this thing is.
Yeah, okay.
So, right? I mean, that it is.
Same principle. The point is Belichick's made it work.
Not really.
The Patriots have made it work with a lot of different guys, and Belichick has made it work with a lot of different guys. So he's absolutely positively capable of it. I'm not telling you he's not capable of it, but what I'm telling you is this isn't how he draws it up. And oh, by the way, it doesn't work with everyone. It doesn't work. It didn't work with Michael Bennett. It didn't work with Adalys Thomas. It didn't work with, Chris Long. They made it through a year with Chris Long, but he didn't fit here. He didn't fit here from a style, you know, standpoint or how he wanted to carry himself as an NFL player and what they wanted out of him. They gutted it out for the year, but it wasn't a fit. And, oh, by the way, at the end, it wasn't a fit with Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski either. So there's no guarantees they are going to make this work with Cam Newton. And I think this interview proved last night he's a handful. And, are the Patriots willing to go through with it, at the end of the day? We'll give you more from the interview. It was fascinating. And again, Newton is the show. There's no question about it. You'll hear more cuts from him coming up right after Murray's 90-second update, no commercials, and we'll just discuss the fit between Newton and the Patriots and Belichick. Does it work after watching this stuff? Don't go anywhere.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement, 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.